Thanks for joining us on Sandfill Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is a Foss Williams medalist, Jez McLennan from the Central District Footy Club. How does that sound, mate?
Oh, mate, it was a big surprise, absolutely. There was plenty more contributors, and I definitely didn't expect it, but it's very humbling. So, yeah, it was a great result. The win is what we wanted, first and foremost. But, yeah, to get the Foss medal, wow, that's just insane.
What do you think it'll mean to you in time? Like, some wonderful players have won that award over the journey wearing this special Guernsey.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like every time I represent South Australia, I've done it a couple of years now, and the fact is there, I haven't lost in the SA colours, so pretty proud of that. I'll try and keep that going as long as I can. But yeah, it's huge. Like the history that goes back, and yeah, just being able to play with those boys, it's a once off opportunity. You'll never be able to play with those boys again. So yeah, we just make the most of those opportunities, and it was really awesome.
That was very much the message from Chris McDermott on Thursday night, wasn't it? Was that sort of something that the playing group sort of drew upon?
Yeah, for sure. Matt, his speech was unbelievable. Like I could have run through a brick wall after his speech. It was very inspiring and uplifting. And yeah, we took that into the way we wanted to play. Just have no stones unturned and go out there with no regrets. And that's the way we played.
What is it about South Australia playing as a state? It feels like we just have that little chip on our shoulders and we all bond together and come through and get the win.
Yeah, for sure. There's a huge rivalry between us and Victoria. I mean, all the other states as well. But we really wanted to pride ourselves on winning this game, and having the title as the best state footballers. So yeah, we got that today.
The first quarter, the whole team was under the pump. Obviously, 3-1 at quarter time. But you seemed really composed and calm in your ball movement and the way that you're able to repel their attacks. So you must have been pleased with that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they threw their punches, and credit to us. Like we matched it, I just when I had the ball in hand, I was just trying to be as composed as I could, and just play as I would playing for Central Districts. Like it was just you put on the colours and you want to do it with pride, but you've got to do the simple things well. Get back to those basics.
How did you find the standard today? Was that bit up from Host Plus Sample League?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you always notice that. And it never really dropped off throughout the four quarters. It was that intensity right throughout the game. And by the end of it, I was pretty cooked. But glad to see the sign go at the end.
And as a back six, you guys seemed to really bond really well. Everyone did their job down there. Maxi Proud, Josh Ryan, Jack Hurd, Casey Voss. You did a really good job as a unit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, in the meeting, Jade just mentioned the backs, saying how good the backs were. And I think a lot of our ball movement and a lot of our, like everything sort of generated from the contest first. Aerially, the boys were really good, some of our key backs. And then just as a unit, we were just combined and we played really well together. So yeah, it was good.
Terrific, Jez. Thanks for your time on Sandfill Radio and congratulations on winning the Foss Williams medal in the Amy State game.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.